This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Kirby Chambliss, a Red Bull Air race pilot who's won the world title twice. He'll be competing in the U.S. races coming up in Fort Worth and Las Vegas. He talked with us from Austria while waiting out a rain day. Well, hi, Kirby. Thanks for talking to us. And I guess to start out, we're looking forward to the Red Bull races coming to Fort Worth pretty soon. So why don't you tell us what's going on with Red Bull and your situation there and what you expect to happen in Texas?
No, we're super excited about that. And also the Dallas race will be the first race. We're going to have our winglets at. We're making a few modifications to the airplane. I mean, that's always nice to win or do well, but it's definitely even nicer, even sweeter, I should say, you know, when you do it in your home country. And not even that, but your home state. I was born in Texas, so yeah, I'm excited about the Dallas-Fort Worth race.
So how have the races been going so far this year?
Well, it's been a work in progress. It's not been our best season, that's for sure. You know, I've won the whole series twice, so we're used to winning. And, yeah, it's been frustrating. And, you know, we know our airplane's a little slower. I've been working with some engineers and stuff trying to make it faster. And to me, I mean, I get really frustrated. I mean, you can, as they say, be the best jockey in the world, but if you're on a slow horse, all you do is just beat the horse more. It doesn't go any faster. And that's what I kind of feel like, that I'm just constantly trying to beat this airplane and make it go faster. And it just hasn't done it. So some of that part of it's a little bit frustrating. And but like I said, it's a work in progress. You know, we're not giving up. We're going to fight all the way to the end.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I know they made some changes in the rules a few years ago. Has that affected your competitiveness in the race, you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they took out some things that I really liked or really did well and could make up some time on. It was more, a little bit more technical than it is now, you know, with the quattro, where that was where the four gates were standing up, you know, and you had to basically roll, say, one direction, then roll back the other and do a 270-degree turn and come back through those four pylons at different direction. And I used to do really well on that, and it was something that if you went really aggressive, you could make up, or I could make up sometimes a half of a second on each one, and you went through it twice and that was a full second. We don't have that now, so you know, it's a couple things that they've taken out that, you know, I didn't care for. And so it is what it is. And you know, I'm just again, we'll just do the best that we can.
Well, I know you've done a lot of different kinds of flying in your career. You flew for Southwest, and of course, you've done a lot of aerobatic stuff. Are you doing anything else these days, or is it just fully Red Bull?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I'm sponsored by Red Bull North America. And so for being sponsored by Red Bull North America, I do a lot of display flying, you know, not only in the United States, but down in Mexico, gone all the way down to Peru. We're also, you know, going to be not only doing, you know, races and in throughout the world, but I'll probably start doing a little bit more of display flying, even in over in China or in Asia somewhere, and then still in the United States. So we are gone about 220 days a year. We stay pretty busy.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Kirby. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, you know, other than, I mean, come on out to the Dallas-Fort Worth race. I mean, it's going to be super cool. I mean, the neat thing about doing it in a motor speedway like that is a whole different perspective. You're used to basically, you know, watching airplanes fly, you look up. Well, at that motor speedway, you're actually elevated and you're looking down on us, you know, so it's a whole different thing. And we're kind of flying around down in a fishbowl and, you know, going 230 miles an hour, 30 feet above the ground, pulling 10 G's. So it's exciting stuff. And I think that everybody who comes out will for sure enjoy it.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.